In our Old Testament lesson, we heard the wonderful story of Noah, his ark, and the famous flood. Now, you might think that a flood of the magnitude given us in the book called Genesis was one to beat all rivals. I have to tell you that what is generally referred to as Noah's flood was only one of several recorded in ancient writings. Perhaps the most famous outside the pages of the Bible is the Epic of Gilgamesh, set in the valley of the Tigris and Euphrates rivers, which are now in what is called Iraq. We haven't time this morning to compare and contrast these historical events, but if you do so, you would meet the Mesopotamian hero of the saga, one Utnapishtim, Ea, the god of wisdom, and Enlil, the sky god. The Atrahasis flood epic is a third, also with origins in Mesopotamia. Let us instead spend a few moments looking at the biblical account of Noah's adventure. It was long thought that Moses was responsible for writing the Pentateuch, the Torah, the first five books of the Bible. This is very unlikely, especially since the closing pages of the fifth book, called Deuteronomy, actually record Moses' death. In the last couple of centuries, a number of analytical techniques have been applied to scriptural texts, especially one called source criticism. This complex lexical analysis has identified no fewer than four main authors in these books, and authors writing centuries apart. Take our story of Noah and the flood. The text is generally thought to comprise the intertwining of what are called J and E passages. The author J was so called because he regularly used the name of Yahweh or Jehovah for God, and he probably wrote in the 10th or the 9th centuries BC. A second source was author E, and he wrote in the 6th and 5th centuries. He used the word Elohim, or Lord, when referring to God. So the text of Genesis that we heard was severally composed by writers who lived from 300 to 500 years apart. I suppose it's the equivalent of someone today combining text from Martin Luther and Rowan Williams in one document. Just to complete the picture, the texts from author E are usually long blocks of prose, while those from J are shorter interpolations.